Hello, this is Father Schnuderman. So welcome to Coptic Voice Radio, proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox City and affiliate regions. And with me I have...
Jack.
Jack, we have a fantastic program this afternoon, a Father's Day special. Because tomorrow, in all of Australia, we celebrate Father's Day. And dads are special people. Fathers are very special people. And today we'll be talking about many aspects of dads. Even we have two beautiful ladies, Mariam and Sally, two wives and two mothers, married to two wonderful men. And also we're having a program on the qualities of being a father. What is it about dads? What is it so beautiful about dads? And talks about, the qualities of a father, the quality of a role model, the quality of being a good husband, the quality of a father, truly. Being a dad is hard work. Being a father is hard work. Being a husband is hard work. That's why tomorrow, being Father's Day, they are spoiled by families, by communities. And we are going to straight into the Gospel of Matthew and talking about the end of times. Wow. But before the end of times comes, we have a beautiful song on The Cats in the Cradle by Harry Kaplan. And after this short break, we'll go straight into the Gospel of Saint Matthew.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and then he walked away. But his smile never dimmed and said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
Now we're ready for our gospel reflection. Turn into the book of St. Matthew, chapter 24, from verse 3 to verse 35. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came up to him, privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in every places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is in on the housetop not go down to take anything out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be a great tribulation, such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Then, if anyone says to you, 'Look, he is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look, he is in the desert,' do not go out. Or, 'Look, he is in the inner rooms,' do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the signs of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they'll see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven, and the power and great glory and he'll send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds and from one end of heaven to the other. Now, learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Glory be God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You know, Jack, this is one of the gospel passages that talks about the end of times.
That's right, yes.
And not only that, that this gospel also precedes for us the Coptic New Year, meaning to say that many churches have their New Year. You find that, you know, the Assyrian, the Assyrian, the Armenian, the, you know, all of the people having the New Year coming through.
That's correct, yes.
It's unbelievable that all of those communities are having the New Year in this current period, in this current month or this week's or so. So it shows us very clear that the calendar is virtually one. But today's gospel, Jesus tells us what? Virtue saying, be ready. And when we reflect around the world, Jack, it's frightening because all what Jesus said 2,000 years ago is actually happening.
Of course, yes.
Kingdom against kingdom.
Nation against nation.
Nation against nations. That's earthquakes.
Right. Pestilence. Somanis, that's right.
Persecution. Famine.
And also, drought. That's right. And the love between many, it has been
grown
cold.
Love many has grown cold.
That's right,
so as
yes.
As though that Jesus is here amongst us and telling us exactly what is happening around the world. I call this one word, unbelievable.
Absolutely.
So what it says, I guess there's a message that Jesus wants to tell us. What do you think that message is, Jack?
That message is that the Lord Jesus wants us to repent and come back to him. And to remember that our days are short on earth and we won't be living here forever. And I know we all run after the dollar, but we need to stop and assess where we're heading. And remember that Jesus needs us to follow in his footsteps in sharing the good news and showing love to others and living as true Christians and disciples of Christ.
And also Jesus said in verse 20, he said, pray that your flight may not be in the winter.
That's
or
right.
On the Sabbath.
Exactly.
That's frightening because winter means what? When not as winter as in the season of winter,
yes.
But as though Jesus is saying that you don't have a cold heart when that happens to you, when you're not awake, when you're not
of
aware.
Course.
But
yes.
We want God to give us that opportunity that we are aware of what around, that we
of
are
course.
Having the heart and the zeal for the life of repentance.
That's right, yes. It's a lesson for all of us, Father, that we need to remember that we're sinful, we're weak, we've got our faults, and that there's always room for improvement, and we can do that through God's blessings, providing we repent from our sins and confess them and persevere in living the Word of God in our lives. And we need to fast and pray more regularly. And remember that God needs to be part of the equation in our lives.
And also, Jack, tomorrow being Father's Day.
That's right. Yes,
I guess
around the corner.
If we were to look at through here, the
yes.
reflection here, that the Father wants us, our Heavenly Father, that is.
That's right, of
he
course.
He wants
yes.
us what? That we live a life of repentance,
yes,
and that how we deal with one another in love, in compassion, in mercy, that, as you said, the heart of the people growing cold, but he wants us what? our hearts to be warm and receiving yes. and loving one another.
That's right, and to be simple and not complicated. Unfortunately, as we become older, we become more complicated due to experiences in life, but God expects us to be simple. And our no to be no, and our yes to be yes, and for us to be straightforward, as the Lord was always straightforward with us.
Absolutely. And on that note, we shall come back and talk about Father's Day.
Every day you keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day, it was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m., I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right, next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes, but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher, pretty smart of me. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day my love for you is strong. I vacuumed really quietly, I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen, I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings, it was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia a loan. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day my love for you is strong. Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal splatters up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer so there's enough space. They should be here any time, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember, no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember, it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day my love for you is strong. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Father's Day my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Father's Day my love for you is strong.
Absolutely. We all love our dads. And my own father, may God bless and repose his soul. He's passed away a couple of years ago, and I missed your dad. And I reckon, Jack, that music reminds us
yes.
of what we have done, catastrophes in our own homes.
Absolutely, yes.
Catastrophes, you know.
That's right.
Obviously, there was no iPad, but, you know, we did all the wrong things. And absolutely. Dads, by the way, you know, they still loved us.
That's right, yes.
Mate, I can remember taking the iPad to the shower. Answering my dad's email, leave me alone. Mate, I would have caused him a catastrophe. Hey, Jack.
Absolutely.
Mate, it's fabulous. What do you reckon, Anthony? You'd love to get dad in trouble like that or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm certain you would.
He's honest.
Yeah, well, it's a fact.
That's right.
Even our own kids that switch our mobile phones or put some, you know, even the mobile phones for, funny tunes and so forth, and sending us funny messages caused lots of havocs for us.
Oh, yeah,
in public life. Yeah, Jack, tell me, Father's Day.
Yes, Father.
Why is it so important for all families to celebrate Father's Day?
It is, because we remember all the sacrifices that our fathers have done for us. But then again, we have to thank God that He gave every one of us a father. And He is our Heavenly Father that takes care of us all the time. Now, every one of us are blessed to have parents, in no doubt. And again, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't have our parents. And He is the one that's always there for us. And He is the one that blessed us with these beautiful gifts that we have, both our parents, which we should love and honor them and respect them for all the days of their life. And in the same way also, we have to love the Lord our God who's given us all this goodness.
And you know, Jack, you know, our dads
helped
us in our first steps of, you know, in our engagements, when we got engaged. And
of course.
Then we got married. Then when our kids came, they were there to support us.
Absolutely.
You know, they were, you know, great granddads in order to help us in many things. And when we were not able to talk with our kids, by the way, they were there. They talked with them, made logic with them, and, you know,
that's right,
convinced them, you know, right from wrong. So honestly, dads, our dads, and the granddads and great granddads, by the way, the uncles, and, you know, our brothers, and
yes,
all of the, you know, the whole aspect really is so important in today's society.
Absolutely.
One cannot say that, oh, they're not important. No, they're vital role in the fruit. But
of course,
that tells us how important it is that men keep families safe.
Absolutely. Yes, they have a role in their families as well as for society as in total. And every father does their very best to fulfill their duties and responsibilities to their children as well as to their spouses. And they not only just provide financial support for their families, but physical and all the mental support and showing emotions and love, guidance in the tough times that their kids face. And as you said, Father, keeping the family together, the man and wife work shoulder to shoulder and hand in hand.
I remember, you know, taking my kids, for example, in sports, the boys' sports, going to the football, attending the games or attending the training, or, you know, taking, you know, to the kids when they're young kids, so young athletics.
Of course.
Or attending their speech night or attending their interviews and going, doing those wonderful things.
Absolutely.
Mate, they were wonderful memories.
Of course.
And, you know, on that note, our Zoran is going to play for us Cat Stevens' Father and Son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio. This is Father Shinoda Mats, and with me I have in the studio two wonderful ladies. Yeah, Sally and Mariam. Now, we want to talk about father-daughter relationship. Father-daughter relationship is one of the most richest relationship that a father and daughter may have. Sometimes the mother gets jealous from the relationship that the daughter may have with her husband, meaning her dad, to the point that the wife will say, keep away from him, meaning keeping away from her husband. So let us start. Sally, how true that is?
It's somehow true, but sometimes it's the opposite, like, oh, okay. You both go to daddy.
When they, obviously, sort of the daughter father relationship is as equally as important as the mother son relationship. So obviously there is that you know that relationship that is always is seen to be required at all times, and that type of element, you know, is real.
It's really important and different, the daughter relationship with dad than when his mother, because the dad's more like a hero in my eyes. Like, I see my dad as my hero.
Uh-huh.
He's the first man. He's the best man ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was blessed of having the best father ever. I always looked at him like as a great example, a good example.
Mm.
So it's very special, and it's so different than the daughter and mother relationship.
Awesome. I guess sort of you as married women and having your own husband and having your own children, do you see at times a reflection, is like my father, or, you know, I wish he was loving like my father, or gentle, compassionate, you know, merciful? Or do you see a whole different picture?
I mean, you can't compare it like that, but you have to know that both mother and father are important. Like, mother had a certain role, and the dad also had another role. So fathers usually more patience with the kids. I can see like mums are more stressed with everything at home and at work, so dads have more patience. They tend to play more, I can say. They entertain more. So yeah, and like I don't know, they're different than mums. I can say they're more patient and more pampering than mums.
Gee, I like the word pampering. Yeah. Wow. I mean, like a, you know, that is spoiled girl. Something like that, no?
Mostly.
Mostly. Awesome. Fabulous. Daddy. Oh, love it.
When mom says no, they go to dad, of course.
Go to daddy. And daddy said, oh, honey pie, what do you want? Oh, daddy, I want this. Oh, honey pie, how could I say no to you? Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Absolutely. Yeah. It's fantastic. Myron, what do you reckon?
Well, did you mention that you're asking if we're comparing the dad's relationship with the husband?
I did, yeah.
That was the question. Yeah. Because I think, yes, it's unfair comparison, but it is here in the situation. Because I feel sometimes like you're not like my dad.
Yeah.
You're not as wise as my dad, as patient as my dad. Like, if it's unfair comparison, but it's, yeah, like I bring that sometimes to conversations.
And I found sometimes where husbands might treat their wife, as a young kid, and that should not be the case. You know, obviously, these problems do exist. So I guess when a father-daughter relationship, that relationship is enriched. They know that because of that relationship, they know what they expect from their man, what they expect from their husband. It is love, it is patience, it is kindness, it is being merciful, it is listening. So you anticipate, you expect that. But sometimes, you know, at times where the woman is faced with other things that are domestic violence, verbal abuse and physical abuse and emotional abuse and so forth, sometimes dad never treated me like that. You know, dad was patient, dad was loving. You're the total opposite. And that's the whole mind that the woman struggles at all time. Sally?
Yeah, I think mostly the wife, when she gets married, she's looking at her husband like she's expecting him to be more than her dad. If not equal, means more. So she's expecting the same kind of respect, same kind of love, same kind of sacrifice. So, it does disappoint some people when they don't see that in their husbands. When you live at home with your dad, you didn't see anything like bad. So when you see that in your husband, you get really, really disappointed and you get shocked, I mean.
Yeah, I love the word shocked.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Mariam?
Yeah, I think the violence has been really common in, between like most of people and families nowadays. You've heard lots of bad stories and lots of violence and abuse and stuff. I think it gets always worse once it started. It's something that has to be handled in a professional manners. You can just say like it's gonna finish or it's gonna end or it's gonna change. Like once this case just came up like within the family, I think that has to be, I don't know what is the best way of fixing that, maybe escalating that or talking to fathers in church or talking to I don't know, maybe some professionals or whatever. But yeah, I think it's a common issue.
Obviously, is there an issue where the woman feels that she can't speak out as to what may be seen? And that's the reason why, maybe because I always saw mum and daddy, they kept the problems at home. And you know, there is that role modeling from the mother where, unfortunately, where a child is raised in a violent home, she saw mum quiet and silent, never spoken out. When everyone asks, how's everything? Everything's fine, everything's beautiful, thanks God, and so forth and so forth. Is that type of modeling? Is that a good model in 2016?
Definitely not.
No.
It depends on the person's background. If they are like Middle Eastern, like from like pretty much like Egyptian or whatever, who come from Middle East, you find that the lady would prefer to just shut up and say nothing.
Yeah.
It will be more like she needs to show that she's very good and great lady by just sacrifice her happiness and respect and everything just for sake of not saying anything. But it's not actually helping anyone, especially with kids in the situations. That's not going to help anyone. So it depends on your background. I think if she's from Middle East, you probably, there will be lots of violence and abuse within the family, and no one will actually say anything.
Now, what are your best memories with Dad, Sally?
Oh, best memories. I remember my dad, when he's like when we're out or something, he always buys us, never thinks about himself. I remember my mom was talking like when he goes out and he's really, really hungry, he never gets something for himself. He just waits until he comes home so we can all eat together. So he always just puts us first and himself last. So that's the most sacrifice I've ever seen in life.
What's Mariam?
Well, it was always a pleasure to just sit down and listen to Dad talk because he's a really wise man.
Yeah.
He know how to talk. He know how to put good words together and give you like a good speech about life and about stuff and give advice. And he's so, like, so quiet and so calm. But it's a pleasure just to sit down and listen to him. He was a very successful man. Back to Egypt there. I've loved him coming back from work and just all stories about what he did today. And yeah, it was a pleasure listening to him.
Fabulous. And on that note, we shall have a short break and come back and talk about how to choose a husband.
Strong hand is your guide. Feel
It's a beautiful tune. It reminds us that we all want to have our father's eyes. Chuck, tell me, what makes dad a good dad? What makes a good father?
Yes, father. A good father is there always for their kids. And being a father, you're a role model. So you have to continually show love. Even if you see kids doing the wrong thing, you need to give them advice and show them love no matter what.
In showing love, I guess we're looking about a father needs to be compassion.
Absolutely.
Mercy. Yes. Loving. That's one right. That listens. One that cares. One that to be there for his children. That way, he becomes a good role model for his children. That way, the children sees that he loves his wife, meaning the mother and so forth.
Of course,
what other things, Jack?
Yes, father needs to have many other qualities as well, including giving advice for their children, listening to them, when finding them down, to give them support and cheer them up. And help them through those problems, whether they may be at school, university, or later on when they get engaged or married. And being a father, you have earned much more experience in life, and you can provide that kind, loving, and compassionate advice. And in the same way, the Lord Jesus is always there for us. Even when we sin, he still loves us. But he wants us to repent. So we as fathers have to be there for our kids and continually show them love. But when they do the wrong thing, we need to explain to them their fault and mistake so they correct themselves for their own good and so that they will succeed in life. And we can all learn from our mistakes. None of us are perfect. So, and we shouldn't judge, but we should correct what's wrong.
Now tell me, what makes a good husband?
A good husband also is one that loves his spouse, is caring, kind, compassionate, and provides all the support needed, not just for his spouse, but for the children. And that support includes financial, emotional, mental, physical. It's about real sacrifice, and real sacrifice comes from love. If you love a person, you'll give everything you can for that person.
Absolutely, Jack, and I think you summarize it quite well. Man, we wish everyone from Coptic Voice Radio a happy Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow. Do good to your dad.
Yes, of course.
And love them. Say, Dad, I love you. And those who've passed away, Dad, we missed you.
Absolutely.
And on that note, we shall go straight into wonderful music that talks about just the two of us. Wow, Dad and I.
See the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us.
can make it if we try, just the two of us.
Now we're ready for The Desert Fathers by Benedict Ward. Taking from On the Progress in Perfection. They used to say of Pambo that in the hour of his death, he said to the holy men standing around, "From the time that I came into this solitude and built my cell and lived in it, I do not remember having eaten anything I have not worked for. I have not said anything that I regretted saying, but still I go to the Lord as one who has not yet made a beginning in the service of God."
Cessios said, "Be despised, put your self-will behind your back, be free of worldly concerns, and you will have peace." When Chaim was dying, he said to his sons, "Do not live with heretics. Do not take any notice of judges. Do not open your hands to get, but let them be stretched out to give."
A brother said to a hermit, "How does the fear of God come into the soul?" He said, "If there is humility and poverty and no judgment of others, the fear of God will be present there." A hermit said, "Let fear and humility, fasting and weeping take root in you.
Some of the hermits used to say, whatever you hate for yourself, do not do it to someone else. If you hate being spoken evil of, do not speak evil of another. If you hate being slandered, do not slander another. If you hate him who tries to make you despised, or wrongs you, or takes away what is yours, or anything like that, do not do such things to others. To keep this is enough for salvation.
A hermit said, this is the life of a monk. Work, obedience, meditation, not to judge others, not to speak evil, not to murmur. For it is written, you who love God, hate the thing that is evil. This is monastic life. Not to live with the wicked, not to see evil, not to be inquisitive, not to be curious, not to listen to gossip, not to use the hands for taking, but for giving, not to be proud in heart or bad in thought, not to fill the belly in everything, to judge wisely. That is the life of the true monk. A hermit said, ask God to give you inner grief of heart and humility. Always look at your own sins and do not judge another's. Be the servant of all. Do not make friends with a woman or a boy or heretic. Do not be self-confident. Control your tongue and appetite. Do not drink wine. If anyone speaks to you on a controversial matter, do not argue with him. If he speaks well, say, yes. If he speaks ill, say, I do not know anything about that. Don't argue with what he has said, and then your mind will be at peace. And now we're ready for Did You Know segment. Did you know that Jesus said, no one knows the time nor the day of his second coming?
Did you know that at the end of time, Christ will appear in heaven, coming on the clouds with power and great glory?
Did you know God loves you?
Did you know that our dads sacrificed their lives for us?
Did you know that the gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations before the end comes?
Did you know no greater love than a man gives his life for his friend?
Did you know Jesus died on the cross for us?
Did you know that false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect?
Did you know Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life"?
Did you know that Christ said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away"?
Did you know that our beloved Lord loves us immensely, even up to the cross? Did you know Jesus said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away"?
And did you know that you've been listening to Coptic Voice Radio, a program proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox Diocese of Sydney and its affiliated regions, and proudly sponsored by the Coptic Media Association Sydney? If you wish to write to us, you can do so at CopticVoiceRadio@gmail.com, or you can private message us on Facebook. You'll find us at facebook.com/Coptic Voice Radio. You can also download our podcast so that you can keep up to date and also listen to our previous shows. You'll find it at the podcast app for Apple and iPhone devices, the podcast app for BlackBerry devices, and an app called Stitcher for Android devices.
I hope you enjoyed today's program on a special Father's Day. Please enjoy a great day with your dad, your husbands, your uncles, your grandfathers, and your spiritual fathers in the church. And we wish Bishop Daniel and His Holiness Pope John II a happy Father's Day, and all the clergy throughout the whole world, happy Father's Day. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. God bless.
May the love of God, the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Depart in peace. May the peace of God be with you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.